From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. New numbers just out from the Labor Department show the U.S. economy lost more jobs than expected last month, a net loss of 131,000 jobs to be exact, largely as a result of the ending of temporary census employment. The unemployment rate held steady at 9.5%. NPR's Jim Zaroli joins us now from New York. Jim, how strong was hiring in the private sector?
Well, the private sector added about 71,000 jobs, which is in line with what we've been seeing for months now. That is tepid job growth. Definitely we're adding jobs, just not at the rate that we need to keep up with population growth. We still have 14.6 million unemployed and 6.6 million long-term unemployed. There were some good things in the report. The length of the average work week was up a bit, but on balance, it was somewhat disappointing.
Thanks, Jim. NPR's Jim Zaroli reporting from New York. David Weiss, chief economist with Standard & Poor's, says the numbers show the economy is not yet firing on all cylinders.
I think we're seeing a half-speed recovery. Things are gaining. We gained private sector jobs. Now there's 71,000 during the month, but it's not going up very fast.
Weiss says that may be the story for the rest of the year. The Pentagon is demanding that the group WikiLeaks return tens of thousands of classified documents concerning the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell says the Defense Department wants back the documents already posted online and those the group says it's still holding.
We want whatever they have return to us, and we want whatever copies they have expunged, erased, gone.
Morrell says the posting of documents by WikiLeaks last week gave the Taliban and other militants information into U.S. military tactics that could be used to endanger American troops. The Senate has confirmed Elena Kagan to the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's Artie Cornish reports Kagan will be sworn in tomorrow.
The majority of Republicans, along with one Democrat, Ben Nelson of Nebraska, voted against Kagan's confirmation to the court. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, along with five other Republicans, bucked party leadership to support President Barack Obama's nominee. Graham says he worries the Senate confirmation process is overly partisan.
Things are changing. I worry the direction we're drifting. I don't question any of my colleagues', decisions. I just would like to get us back to a more traditional advice and consent.
Kagan is not expected to affect the political balance of the court as she replaces retiring Justice John Paul Stevens. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
The pumping of cement into the top of BP's well in the Gulf of Mexico is now complete. The government's point man on the spill says no more oil can leak from the well. Admiral Thad Allen tells NPR the next step is the so-called bottom kill.
We will go in from the bottom when we finally get the relief well done, and we'll see what else needs to be done, and then we'll fill it from the bottom up as well.
Allen says the first of two relief wells is about 150 feet away from the BP well. This is NPR News. More heavy rain is forecast in Pakistan today, and areas already struggling to deal with the worst flooding in that country in 80 years. The rains have forced the grounding of U.S. military helicopters, which have been helping transport emergency food and medical supplies to the more than 3 million people displaced by the flooding. The country's president, Asif Ali Zardari, is being criticized for going ahead with a trip to Europe at the height of the crisis. Investigators in the United Arab Emirates have found traces of explosives on a Japanese oil tanker that was damaged in the Persian Gulf last month. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports an al-Qaeda-linked group is claiming responsibility for the attack.
The supertanker M-Star suffered an explosion while transiting the Strait of Hormuz between Iran and Oman, carrying a load of oil bound for Japan. The ship's owners described the explosion as an attack from the outset, but a variety of other theories were later put forward. Now, the official Emirati news agency is quoting unnamed officials as saying investigators found a dent and traces of homemade explosives on the starboard hull of the tanker and have concluded that an attack, possibly by a small boat loaded with explosives, was responsible for the blast. A group calling itself the Abdullah Azam Brigades posted a claim of responsibility for the attack on an Islamist website. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
President Obama's top economic advisor is resigning. Christina Romer has been head of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. It's common for those holding that post to serve less than a full presidential administration. The White House says Romer wants to return to her position as an economics professor at the University of California, Berkeley. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.